The United Nations is calling for an urgent injection of cash, some $150 million, to assist over 41,000 people who have fled to neighboring Sudan since war erupted on November 4th. It is also demanding that Ethiopian government open humanitarian corridors to the Tigray region, where the military conflict has left many without basic needs. The International Committee of the Red Cross says a hospital in one region is running out of medication and body bags. Ethiopia's prime minister has told parliament that the military operation has been successful and his focus has turned to arrest the TPLF leaders who he calls terrorists. However, TPLF leader Debretsion Gebremichael denied that, saying his forces had captured soldiers from Eritrea and refusing to give up the fight. I'm Colette Anjohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.